In order to play with this record...
Wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the first day of the work week, which just so happens to fall on a Tuesday. Of all days, I gotta say, I thought today felt a little weird, but at least Monday is in the rearview mirror. I do hope you enjoyed the very long weekend and you had a chance to embrace the present with friends and family. Welcome back to your favorite radio show, The Only One, here to help you through your weekly grind. I'm your host, DJ EJ, otherwise known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and you are kicking off the work week on a Tuesday with The Morning Buzz. Remember when the flick of a dial brought a world of flickering snow? Or how a rabbit ear antenna was your gateway to distant signals? Well, prepare to journey back to a time of static and anticipation and forward into the crisp, clean future that followed. On this upcoming day, we revisit the great leap in how we see and hear. What day ushered in this monumental shift in your living room? Well, the answer will be revealed right after the break, so make sure you keep it here. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the only station that prefers music to white noise, while serving you, America's best. They're amusing. They're outrageous. And downright fun. Check it out this National Day. If you're of a certain age, you probably remember the days of rabbit ears, tinfoil, and fiddling with a dial to pull in a fuzzy picture. That ghosting, that snow, that static, it was really all part of the charm, right? Well, today we celebrate the day all of that changed forever. Today is National Analog to Digital Television Day, commemorating June 12, 2009. That was the day the United States officially switched off its analog television signals and it went fully digital. Now, contrary to popular belief, it wasn't just about getting a clearer picture. The switch was a massive technological leap mandated by Congress to free up valuable broadcast spectrum for emergency services and wireless broadband. So, for us at home, it meant the birth of high-definition broadcasts, crystal clear sound, and those handy sub-channels that give us more programming than ever before. So, today, as you flip through hundreds of pristine channels... Yeah, right. I mean, we're kind of in the age of streaming platforms now. But take a moment to remember the humble, snowy past. It's really a day that marks a quiet but monumental shift in how we connect with the world right from the comfort of our living rooms. So, if you'd like to take a step out of your living room and forego the television set altogether, Midtown 2 Theaters is the move for your next movie experience. You can follow the story of Sam Baldwin, a lonely architect who attracts a journalist, Annie Reed, clear across the country by way of radio. Imagine that. Though they've never met, their bond is immediate and undeniable. Watch Sleepless in Seattle tomorrow at 4:30. So don't sleep on your chance to explore the comfort, convenience, and entertainment that only Midtown 2 Theaters can provide. The American Forces Network 8-channel direct-to-home service will end on March 22nd. If you receive AFN through a cable provider on an installation, you should not be affected. But if you watch using a privately owned satellite dish and decoder off the installation, then the AFN Now streaming app is your best option to continue to receive AFN programming. It's available for free on Apple and Google devices, including Roku, Amazon Fire, as well as select smart televisions.
You asked for it. Now here it is, the Sigonella Weather Report.
It is 7:30 and 55 degrees. Today, strong winds with some clouds and sun with a high of 59. Tonight is expected to be breezy, otherwise mainly clear with a low of 46. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high of 63 and a low of 45. And now over to our exchange rate brought to you courtesy of Community Bank. One U.S. dollar will buy you 82 euro cents, and 1 euro will cost you $1.18. And now for your radio news update. I'm Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. The war continues.
Recent talks between Russia and Ukraine have yet to yield a significant breakthrough, as conflict continues to devastate Ukrainian cities and the prospect of a ceasefire is still uncertain. Navy Seaman Anthony Garo discusses the recent attacks on Ukraine and the state of each nation.
Russia launched a barrage of ballistic missiles and drones at Ukrainian cities in overnight attacks. As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, Moscow was hesitating about another round of U.S. brokered talks on stopping the fighting. Washington has proposed further negotiations between Russia and Ukrainian delegations in Miami or Abu Dhabi, which was the location of the last meeting. Zelensky said, quote, "So far, as I understand it, Russia is hesitating." He went on to say Ukraine has confirmed attendance. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for the Russian government, said another round of talks was expected soon, but gave no further details. American officials made no comment on the possibility of further talks as a part of a year-long peace effort by the Trump administration. Zelensky said last week that the United States has given Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a deal. But with Russia's invasion of its neighbor marking its fourth anniversary later this month, disagreements between Moscow and Kiev over key issues have held up a comprehensive settlement. The issues include who keeps the Ukrainian land and Moscow's demands for Kiev to surrender more territory. According to Zelensky, Ukraine wants Western-backed security guarantees, including a date for joining the European Union, and post-war reconstruction package in place before it contemplates signing a proposed 20-point settlement. For more information, visit www.apnews.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Seaman Anthony Garro.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson.
Turn it up, kid after hit. Dave.
He turned a basketball court into his kingdom and a brand into a global empire. His silhouette became more famous than most faces, a symbol of excellence that leapt from the hardwood into pop culture itself. Keep it here to find out whose killer instincts, relentless drive, and desire to inspire millions with each gravity-defying leap and game-winning shot kept his name etched in history right after the break.
Pop the champagne and cue the confetti. We're bringing in the birthday of one of your favorite celebrities.
When you hear the number 23, only one name comes to mind. A name synonymous with greatness, with flight, and with an unstoppable will to win. Born on this day in 1963 in Brooklyn, he is widely considered the greatest athlete of all time. Well, at least one of the greatest, depending on who you ask. For a generation, his airness wasn't just a player. He was a phenomenon, leading the Chicago Bulls to an incredible 6 NBA championships back in the 1990s. He was a force to be reckoned with. He collected 5 MVP awards, 6 Finals MVP trophies, and became a global icon whose impact stretched far beyond the basketball court. He's even been featured in film, including Space Jam, alongside some of our favorite Looney Tunes characters. So from his gravity-defying dunks to legendary clutch shots like The Shot and his heroic performance in The Flu Game, his career was a highlight reel of moments that defined an entire era. He turned the Jumpman logo into a worldwide symbol of excellence and inspired millions to believe they could fly. He wasn't just a champion either. He was a cultural titan who changed the game and the business of sports forever. So to the greatest athlete who's ever done it, or at least one of the greatest to ever do it, today I would love to honor the one and only Michael Jordan and wish him a very happy 63rd birthday. The beauty of sports is that it bridges the gap between health and the human spirit. You can usher in a fun-spirited fitness routine all year long, whether you're on the court or performing group exercise. From pop Pilates to Zumba, MDR Fitness has a class for every personality, every athlete, and every beginner looking to shape up their fitness. So if you would like to add some jazz to your already active lifestyle, reach out to MWR Fitness today and make fun a very regular part of your fitness.
Everybody get up!
This Miami-born Cuban-American artist is a global icon known for his high-energy party anthems that expertly blend pop, rap, and Latin music. Often calling himself Mr. Worldwide, he is recognized all over the globe. Can you guess this musical artist?
If you guessed Pitbull, you'd be correct.
Your resume is often your very first impression, and in today's job market, that impression needs to be very clear, focused, and compelling. A strong resume doesn't just list what you've done. It shows employers why you're the right fit for the role. My Navy Family offers a virtual class called Mastering the Modern Resume, which takes place tomorrow night at 8. And this session helps you take your job search to the next level with confidence. This 90-minute training focuses on the skills and strategies you need to draft a resume that stands out. You'll learn how to tailor your resume to specific job opportunities, highlight your unique value, and avoid common mistakes that often hold strong candidates back. So instead of guessing what employers want to see, you can gain insight into how to align your experience with the roles you pursue. You leave with a draft resume outline that clearly showcases your qualifications as well as your strengths. Mastering the Modern Resume gives you practical tools you can use immediately. When your resume tells your story effectively, confidence grows and opportunities follow. This class helps you move forward with purpose and direction. A strong resume opens doors, and this session can help you create one that reflects your experience, your skills, and your potential. So visit My Navy Family today and take a decisive step toward landing interviews and moving closer to your next career opportunity. Well, it is now 8:05, and that wraps up the first hour of the Morning Buzz, but we are having way too much fun to call it quits now, so don't touch that dial. Your news in sports is absolutely soon to follow in just a few short minutes, and we promise to meet you right back here at the bottom of that sports report. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is a station serving you America's best.